And joining us once again is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
Pretty good. How was your fourth?
Oh, it was very nice. I got soaked at a baseball game, and it was just nice having the day off. It was a lot of fun. Well, we missed you last week because we were in Buffalo, and you gave us, this wasn't a puzzle challenge you gave us to work on. This was an aptitude test. This was a test for Mensa, who are having their convention this weekend. Would you repeat it for us, please?
Yes, I asked listeners to come up with their own word analogy, like potion is to option as arrest is to blank, and you switch the first two letters of option to get potion and the first two letters of arrest to get rarest. And I asked listeners to come up with their own.
Before we get to our winner, we only had about 120 entries to the contest because it's tough. It's a tough one. Any runners-up?
Well, I picked two runners-up that were quite elegant, one from Richard Miller of Boulder, Colorado. He said Jade, J-A-D-E, is to lawyer, as made, M-A-D-E, is to blank. And the answer is doctor. Jade has J-D consonants, and that's a lawyer's degree, and made, the consonants are M-D, leading to a doctor.
That's good.
And here's a second one that is just brilliant, but I couldn't imagine using it on the air because no one would ever get it. It came from Jed Martinez of Margate, Florida. He said 11 is to equals, E-Q-U-A-L-S, as 8, E-I-G-H-T, is to blank. And the answer is infinity. That's because 11, if you write the numerals, 1, 1, 11, turn it 90 degrees and you get an equals sign. And if you write an 8 and turn it 90 degrees, you get an infinity sign. Well, that was brilliant.
That is brilliant, I must say. But you're right. No one would ever get it. And after all of that, we have a winner. Who tell us the winning puzzle.
Well, I'm going to hold the winning puzzle for the challenge in a moment, but the winning entry came from Johnny Chang of San Francisco.
And Johnny Chang is on the phone with us. Hi.
Hello there, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Congratulations. Well, since this is going to become a challenge for our listeners a little bit later on, how long have you been playing our puzzle?
I've been submitting for about 3.5 to 4 years, but I've been listening for maybe about 7 years now.
Wow. So after three and a half, four years, you're finally getting your chance to play on the air.
Finally.
Are you ready?
I believe so.
You've had a lot of time to prepare. We'll be a team, Johnny, okay?
All right.
All right, Will, what do you have for Johnny and me and everyone listening?
All right, Johnny and Leanne, today's puzzle is called S and L. Every answer is a familiar word, name, or phrase in which the only consonants are S and L, repeated as often as necessary. All the other letters are vowels. For example, if I gave you the clue Latin dance music, you would say salsa. All right?
All right.
Number one is a cowboy's rope.
Lasso.
Lasso is right. Number two, tennis star Monica.
Celis.
That is correct. A dog of 50s, 60s TV.
Lassie.
Lassie is right. To attack vigorously or violently.
Lash. No.
No, that's an 8.
This is a 6-letter answer. I'll give you a hint. It starts with A. To attack vigorously or violently.
Oh, I was going to say assault, but that has a T in it.
The A-S-S-A is correct.
Assail.
Assail.
Oh, yeah,
good. Very good. French for sun. And that's S-U-N. French for sun.
Sol. I mean, actually, that's Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does start S-O-L.
And then Soleil.
Soleil is right.
Soleil, okay.
Very good. Serving no purpose.
Useless.
Useless. How about this? Ethiopian emperor, Haile blank.
Selassie.
Right. Now, and the rest of the answers are all familiar two-word phrases. And the first is a phrase used to put off making a commitment. For example, someone says, let's have dinner next week, and you might reply,
we'll see, but there's a W. That doesn't work.
Right. Think personally. You basically have it.
Oh, I'll see. Okay.
That's right. By custom. Two letters in the first word, 5 letters in the second.
By custom.
Hint, No more hands.
Oh, I'll just tell you, it's as usual.
Oh, good.
As usual.
Goodness.
Okay. And here's your last one, November 2, blank day.
All?
Yes.
All Saints?
No.
No.
Souls.
All Souls Day is correct.
Bravo. Wow. Great puzzle. Well, Johnny, we're going to send you a few things for being our guest today. You are going to get the lovely golden lapel pin, which has been beautifully polished and elegantly inscribed with Weekend Edition. You'll also get the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Random House, the Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles you've heard here over the years on Weekend Edition Sunday. What's your public radio station?
It is KQED in San Francisco, 88.5 FM.
Wonderful station. We have a lot of friends out there. Johnny Chang in San Francisco, California. You were great. Thank you for being our guest and for playing our puzzle today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Now we're going to, Will, you're going to give Johnny Chang's challenge.
That's right. Try this word analogy. Inky, that's I-N-K-Y, is to Ohio as moil, M-O-I-L, is to what? And moil is a word that means to work hard. So inky is to Ohio as moil is to blank. What word goes in the blank?
When you know, let us know. Put your answer on a postcard and mail it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address for entries is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're our winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.